Welcome to Out of the Box Off Topic, a show focused on the unfocused thoughts of myself, Gray Robertson, and my partner, Tom Canterbury. It is time for round two of the pick swap. We did the top 10 movies of the year, as well as the Oscar picks about a month ago, give or take. I won, got 18 out of 23. Tom got four. And so that day we pitched a pick swap. So Tom would pick the Oscars. I would pick WrestleMania. And honestly, Tom, this is kind of the last leading I will be doing for this episode.
Okay.
This is I know nothing. You printed out a sheet that I instantly flipped over. I don't want to know a damn thing. So I'll ask one question. What is this? What is the story?
What is all this now?
What's all this? Yeah. No, but seriously. So this has been, as long as I've known you, a passion of yours. Why?
I just have always been a huge wrestling fan. I mean, my dad, that was one of the first things that I remember like doing with my dad was watching wrestling. And I mean, to the point of like, I remember one of my first memories is going to Saturday Night's Main Event and seeing in person King Kong Bundy injure Hulk Hogan setting up their cage match at WrestleMania 2. Like, I was in the sixth row when that happened. And then, you know, the next year.
Can I ask you a question?
You
like,
can.
Like, legitimately injure or
no.
Like WrestleMania wrestling?
Yeah. No, injured? No, okay. It was a story. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Because, you know, I watched The Iron Claw, so I know that sometimes Things can go off the rails.
No, yeah. No, but no, this was supposed to happen.
Okay. Gotcha.
Setting it, you know, and then the next year it's WrestleMania 3 and Hulk Hogan slams Andre the Giant. And like it drew me in from the beginning. And then as I've gotten older, as you know, people have become, because back then it was like it's all real to me, but then now as you know, as you get older and you realize what's going on, you can appreciate it for, I think, frankly, the art form that it is. You know, you have two guys, at its core, it's two guys that really could probably beat the crap out of each other, pretending to beat the crap out of each other, and to do it in the most entertaining way possible. And like all the different storylines and everything that happens, it's just it is live theater, but it also incorporates aspects of sport and all these other kind of, it's just there's nothing better than it. It's really the best.
Well, hey, you get to lead the charge here. So please do so.
Okay. And then we're both going to pick.
Yes.
But you'll pick first.
Sure.
And I'm just going to give you just a very basic lead into each match.
Okay.
Basically.
Great.
So
Now going to, for the first time, actually look at the names here.
And there's a couple that are missing from this card that we're going to add on, because they have now officially announced like which matches are on which night, because it's a two-night affair now. Always been the case, but there's two nights. So we'll start off on night one. We have Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, who are representing the Latino World Order, the LWO, against Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio, who are representing Legado El Fantasma. And then and the one thing that I will give to you is that yes, Dominic Mysterio is Rey Mysterio's real life son, and they had a one-on-one match last year at WrestleMania that Rey Mysterio won.
I'll go with, which one is the son?
Dominic.
I'm gonna go with the son. Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
Okay. I'm gonna agree with you.
I've already won.
Yeah, because I think, one, I'm just so glad that they gave Dominic Mysterio a match, because he has been doing some of the best heel work for the last like 2 years. He is really like one of the most hated but most entertaining guys.
You know who else is doing good heel work? Nick Pringle.
Oh,
with
yes.
His bruised
heel. Oh, I see what you did. Hello.
Puns.
Yes. I think Santos and Dominic need to win more. So,
okay. Sure. I will co-sign. I mean, whatever you said, I agree with, because we're on the same side.
Right. All right. The next matchup, we got a 6-woman tag match.
Good Lord. How many of them can win?
Well, it's 3-on-3.
Okay.
So we got Jade Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair against Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai. Damage Control. Damage Control, Asuka and Kairi Sane are the women's tag team champions, and Jade Cargill is making her WrestleMania debut, only her second match in WWE.
So I very vividly remember the one they call Asuka. But no, I'm taking the other side. Like, we out so hard, pass.
Wow.
Girl, I mean, why? Why you gotta terrify every living, breathing thing? Absolutely not.
She is, and she would legit beat the crap out of you too.
I'm sure, well, it wouldn't take much, but I'm gonna take the one with Bianca Belair,
Okay.
who I do also remember from
She can she'll
with the
with the
hair.
hair, yes,
Yes.
indeed. And I'm actually gonna agree with you again.
I'm so good at this.
Jade Cargill, she is the real deal. She is married to Brandon Phillips, the baseball player.
Oh, Reds?
Yes.
Yes.
And like just carved out of granite. Like she is a specimen to see. And she made her name in AEW, has come to WWE, and she's going to be a huge star, and this is going to be her launching point.
Okay.
So there you go.
Look at us.
Six-pack ladder tag team match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships.
Does that all go on one graphic or
Yes,
what?
that's all on one.
Good Lord.
We got six tag teams.
Which font?
We got six tag teams. We got a ladder. We got tag team titles hanging. The first one to climb the ladder and get the tag team titles are your champions.
Oh, so it is a race.
It is a race,
Oh.
but they will also beat the crap out of each other with said ladders and
Oh.
other accoutrement that is around the
Sure.
ring. So we have the champions, Judgment Day, of Finn Balor against Damian Priest. You have DIY, which is Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. The Awesome Truth, The Miz and R-Truth. The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. A-Town Down Under, which is Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
I assume they're from Australia.
Well, one is from Atlanta, the other one's from Australia. But
Oh, I
A-Town
see. Got it.
Down, yes, Under. And then the New Catch Republic, which is Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
I'm gonna go with the Atlanta, Australia one because that's fun. A Town Down Under. I
Yes.
dig a clever, punny name. And I guess, I don't know. I was kind of in on the one with The Miz until you said that because, of course, The Miz. World famous for his appearance on Dancing with the Stars and
Sure.
as a guest actor on one of my favorite television shows, Psych.
Oh, wow.
But I will take the one with Atlanta and
Okay.
Australia featured.
So you're going to go Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, which I think they're one of the two favorites to win, I think. But
I swear I didn't read
no,
anything.
absolutely not. I am going to go. I'm going to go with a little bit of a surprise, although historically this wouldn't be a surprise. I'm going to say the New Day win. Kofi Kingston, a former world champion, and New Day, they hold the record for most tag team championships.
Okay.
So I think they're going to go kind of old school and give New Day a run with it.
Okay.
That's probably
Bet.
my most upset pick.
Oh, is that an upset?
That
Okay.
would be an upset if they were to win that. Next up, we have the battle of the twin brothers, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Probably the greatest tag team of all time, the Usos, but they have been embroiled in family issues. It's part of the
Who
bloodline,
among us?
right? It's part of the issues. So,
Who among us doesn't have problems with family? So the solution is obviously
right.
let's fight on National Peacock.
Well, when you're part of the Inouye family, that is what you do.
Yeah. Well,
So,
I bet a lot of people would say I am part of the Inouye family, if you know what I mean.
hey-o.
All right, please. Sorry.
So yeah, so you have Jey Uso, main event Jey Uso, who has broken away from his family, and is on Raw. And then you have Jimmy Uso, which has joined back in with Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa and Paul Heyman on that side as part of the bloodline. And it's brother versus brother.
I'm gonna take Jimmy because speaking of annoy, I don't really like how Jay spells his name. So I'm gonna go with Jimmy. Jey.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go with Jay.
Okay.
I got main event Jey Uso.
I'm going Jimmy.
All right. Next up, we have the Intercontinental Championship matchup. The champion Gunther, representing Imperium, taking on Sami Zayn.
Are these men or women?
These are men. The
Okay.
Intercontinental Championship is like the championship just below the world champion. It's a lot
Gotcha.
of time. It's the launching off point to a world championship reign. Gunther is the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. He's had the belt for over 2 years. And Sami Zayn is the ultimate underdog. Last year in the main event, he and Kevin Owens won the tag team championships against the Usos, ironically.
I feel like I saw that one, but I can't. I'm going to go Sami Zayn. But again,
yes,
kind of an interesting spelling of one's first name.
That's not his real name. That's not either of these people's real name, by the way. I don't know.
I hope not.
I'm also going to go Sami Zayn. Yes, I think they're kind of teasing. Again, we're recording this on Monday, so I don't know what's happening on Raw right now or what will happen on SmackDown on Friday before WrestleMania, Saturday and Sunday. Might change, but I think they're playing Gunther overconfident, not taking Sami seriously. Sami just lost on Raw last week. I think Sami wins.
Okay. Another agreement.
Yes. WWE Women's World Championship, the champion Rhea Ripley against Becky Lynch.
That's all you're giving me.
Rhea Ripley, Dominic Mysterio's girlfriend, part of the Judgment Day, but she has been an absolute dominant champion.
Is that like story girlfriend or like
yeah,
legitimately? Okay.
Storyline girlfriend. Because actually, Dominic just got married to his high school sweetheart in real life.
Aw.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And they booed him at his own wedding reception because he's such a good bad guy. And then Becky Lynch is trying to get back to the form. Like, she was the first woman to main event a WrestleMania. Had a heel turn for a little while, but has now come back to being the good guy.
What color hair do these people have?
Rhea Ripley is somewhat goth. She has...
Becky Lynch.
Wow. Yeah, Rhea Ripley has jet black hair. Becky Lynch has the red hair.
Becky Lynch. We're going to go with the one that doesn't scare me.
Okay. I'm going to go Rhea. I think Rhea Ripley continues her dominate. And I think eventually... Dominic's gonna do something bad that's gonna turn her completely face, but and that might kind of start here. But I think Rhea wins.
Okay.
And then the main event of night one is a tag team match where we have Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins taking on The Rock and Roman Reigns. There are stipulations here because
I'm seeing these.
Because Cody is taking on Roman for the championship the next night. In a rematch you saw last year, you were very upset at how Cody got screwed.
It was bullshit. No one saw it. But ask literally anybody there. Everyone saw it. Also, yes. Peacock does allow for reverse.
No, the referee's decision is final. What,
was Tom Meyer there? What's going on?
It's a deep cut. All right. So
that was 3 days ago. What do you mean?
So if Cody and Seth win, then the match on Sunday is just straight up. No, there will be no interference. Nothing. Nobody is around.
Okay.
If Roman and Rock win, then it's bloodline rules. Then it is bloodline rules. So that means anything goes. There will be interference all over the place. No disqualification.
Oh, then that's what's going to happen.
So, all right. So what are you going?
Yeah, I'm going with The Rock and Roman. That's exact. Come on.
Yes.
I've written many a novel, many a... This is obviously how one generates more interest in the comeback story that is sure to happen the next day. No spoilers for what I think will happen. I've been aware of that one for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, 1,000%.
You say you don't know how this works.
I know how to tell a damn story. We do it every day.
There you go. I agree. I think Roman and Rock win. What is going to be the interesting part of this is Cody and Seth coming together and fighting on the same side is surprising because Cody and Seth had a feud when Cody first came back to WWE, and Cody beat Seth 3 straight times, including one time with a torn pec. So the fact that Seth has been able to put that aside and join forces for the good of trying to beat the bloodline, is there going to be a turning on each other at some point between on that team or Rock and Roman? Are we sure they're copacetic? So there's a lot of overlying possible storylines and go as far as who turns on whom. The Rock has fully embraced this, you know, the crowd and everybody turning on him when he came out and in Birmingham, actually, and like, oh, he's going to be the main event, but everybody wanted Cody instead. So Rock has turned full on like bad guy, heel, final boss. Like, he made Cody bleed last week cussing and like a sailor. So it makes me think that the Rock Roman turn may not happen, but we'll see.
Okay. Well, I'm fairly confident.
Okay. All right.
Did you know Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company? They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just quarterback Peyton Manning, I'm also meditating Manning. Omaha. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes see detail.
Chronic migraine is 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not for adults with migraine with 14 or fewer headache days a month. It prevents, on average, 8 to 9 headache days a month versus 6 to 7 for placebo.
Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Ask your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
So that brings us to night two.
Yes.
Night two will start things off with the Pride. It's a six-man Philadelphia street fight, because this is in Philadelphia.
Oh, so this is on the street?
Well, no.
Oh.
It just means it'll go all over the place.
Okay.
We have the Pride, which is Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, against the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Akam, and Rezar, the Authors of Pain.
I'm going to go with the Final Testament because Easter was yesterday as we record. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know.
Don't think that has anything to do with it, but I don't know.
Testament. Is, hey, the Bible has two of them.
Whatever.
And who knows? This kid, I have nothing. I have Bobby Lashley.
Yes.
I thought he was in a band. No, I guess not.
No. He's a legit badass, but I'm going to go with the Pride. I think Bobby and the Street Profits, I think they need the win. Both these teams really need the win. This has been a really, you know, a good, but not outstanding mid-card feud. So we'll see. I'm interested to see what type of entrance the Final Testament has, because they have cool entrances. Next up, we have AJ Styles versus LA Knight.
Is this Harry's brother?
No, I don't think AJ is. I was trying to figure out which one. but these are two guys of which I have t-shirts of.
Oh,
so we got that going for us.
You couldn't wear one of them.
No, I did not.
Get some kind of hint.
AJ is a grizzled veteran. LA Knight is also a veteran, but he's really had a huge upswing in popularity the last year and a half or so.
LA Knight.
Yeah. With everybody saying.
Is that you agreeing with me?
Yeah, and that's also what he says. But okay. I agree. I'm going to go LA Knight as well. Next up, we have the United States Championship Triple Threat match. The United States champion is Logan Paul. And he's going against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. The way a triple threat match works is the first one to get a pin wins. So technically, Logan Paul could not be involved in the decision and he could lose his championship.
Hmm. Randy Orton. Was he not a backup quarterback on the Bears? Or did I imagine that?
It's Kyle Orton, I believe.
Kyle Orton, excuse me.
Randy Orton, the third generation Hall of Famer is going to be Randy Orton.
Well, I think that this match is bad news for him. Setup, dunk. I'm going to take Logan Paul because he's popular.
Here's the thing. Logan Paul, popular heel, bad guy as he should be, because you want to boo Logan Paul. Also, really good at wrestling. This is not a guy that just does it every once in a while as a celebrity appearance.
No, I know. You've told me about it, which is another reason why I feel confident in my pick.
He's legit, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
Go, Logan.
This is going too well. Right?
It is.
You're up.
Next up, we have the WWE Women's Championship, when we have the champion, Io Sky, taking on Bayley. Io Sky, part of Damage Control, along with the three ladies I discussed earlier. But Damage Control was formed by and headed up by Bayley until they all turned on her. They excluded her and then turned on her. Bayley now on the comeback trail.
I'll tell you what, that's pretty high school.
It is some mean girl stuff.
That's, you know, you can sit with us, Bayley. Wednesdays we wear pink. Saturday we win matches. I'm going with Bayley.
Nice.
Thank you.
Dang it. I agree with you again. You're doing so well. It's all going to come down to the six-pack challenge.
I'm so disappointed. All right. The six-pack challenge. Am I drinking?
No, the ladder match.
Oh, the ladder.
That's like the only one that we disagreed on.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think Bailey's going to win. It would be cool. Bailey used to do – she used to be known as the hugger, and she used to have the flailing arm tube men as part of her entrance and stuff. And everyone loved her before she turned heel and joined and created Damage Control. I think they bring that back just for one night. She's the hugger and she wins.
All right. Well, you know, I love a hug.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next.
Next up, we have the World Heavyweight Championship match. Seth Rollins coming off of having to wrestle the night before, defending his world championship against Drew McIntyre, who, famously injured CM Punk during the Royal Rumble. This would probably be CM Punk's spot.
Of course.
But he took it and is running with it. Drew McIntyre, one thing about him, he was world champion at one time, but he won the WrestleMania that was in front of nobody during the pandemic.
Mm.
So he's always complained about he had his moment taken away. He won the championship, but no one was there to see it. This is him trying to get back on that.
And I'm picking him because my sister went to camp, and the singer at that camp was named Drew McIntyre, and that's all I
really
got. So yeah,
I don't think it's the same guy.
I would hope not, because last time I checked, he was like still 5'8".
Okay,
so yeah. and a very skinny white boy with guitar.
And Drew McIntyre, 6'5", like 275, Scottish.
This is that guy with the kilt.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, he's definitely winning.
Okay.
I gotta pick with my Scottish roots, my Irish inheritance.
Mm. Also, CM Punk, I forgot to mention this. I don't think it matters to you, but CM Punk is going to be a guest commentator during this match. I think CM Punk, who also not a big fan of Seth Rollins either, CM Punk, he kind of doesn't like either of these guys, but I think he's going to try to interfere to cost Drew McIntyre the match, and I think it's going to backfire on him, and I think Seth Rollins will lose because of a CM Punk interference. Which brings us to our final match.
Yes.
The rematch from last year's main event at WrestleMania, Roman Reigns, the champion, taking on Cody Rhodes. We both think that this will be a bloodline rules match because Rock and Roman will have won the night before. So that means anybody can be involved. It could be a complete melee. Who you got?
I'm going with Cody Rhodes because I like him more. He's less scary. It's a Roman guy. He looks like he hasn't showered in years. And whoever, I will say this, The art of storytelling, the art of script writing is this. Whatever happens on the bloodline versus the other people, Cody and Seth,
right,
the opposite will occur in this. And I think that the more interesting result in the first one is if the bloodline wins because of all of the unruliness that occurs. If so, therefore, sure, I'm going with Cody Rhodes.
All right. I agree with you again. I think Cody will win it. It's time. The only thing that gives me pause to think that Roman may hold on, is because if he makes it to SummerSlam as champion, he will break Hulk Hogan's record for length of title reign. He will be third all time. He's not going to catch Bruno Sammartino, who at one point held the title for over 8 years. They don't do that anymore.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So, but Hulk Hogan is really like
Does
the last.
He is Patty Gasso?
But Hulk Hogan's title reign of 3.5 years is really the last attainable like record that Roman can get to. And he would have to win this one and get to SummerSlam in August to make it there. So that's the only thing that keeps me thinking that possibly Roman might be able to win it. But I don't think after last year's disappointment of Cody not winning it, I don't think they'll do that to the fans again. So I'm going to go Cody.
I'm with you. Yeah, I think.
And
here's why, because plot twist, they actually asked me to help write all these.
It sounds like it.
So, no, I don't know. But, you know, I had fun.
But I think
I'm pulling for the Atlanta, Australia people so hard.
I do think the the turning on each other aspect of it is not going to happen at WrestleMania. I think it's actually going to happen the week after. Like,
what's the week after?
Well, I like Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
Like the Monday after the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania has historically been a huge show. Like, because it's in the same place. You still have a lot of the same fans that have traveled from all over the world. That's the time where you new people debut or big things happen. Last few years, it hasn't really been that. I think they kind of get back to those roots and the turns on each other, whoever it is, I think is going to happen next week.
Okay.
Just my opinion.
JMO.
There we go.
I feel fairly good.
We agreed on a lot.
Suspiciously a lot, actually. Like, are you sure?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see.
All right. Well, but anything else you want to add in here?
I'm happy. I'm excited to the ones we did disagree on. I'm excited to see which one of us is right.
Okay. If it's me, then all my reasoning. How hilarious. I picked this Jimmy Uso guy because I hate how his brother spells his first name.
You picked against Rhea Ripley because she scares you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be why you should pick her to win.
No.
If she's the scariest, she should win.
No. No. I don't want success
for the scary people.
No. I want the people who are good to do the good things.
All right. And another reason why I think Cody wins is usually you want to send the people home happy after WrestleMania. Much more often than not, the good guy wins. I don't know if they would do 2 years in a row where the bad guy wins.
Yeah, last year people were pissed.
Very mad.
I saw that.
Very upset.
You're in Columbia, Missouri.
Yes.
Was nursing many a cookie and a Run Rule loss. And funnily enough, that day, Iowa was playing LSU in women's basketball.
Wow. It all comes together.
And now here we are right now, with Iowa leading LSU in women's basketball.
Amazing. And Arkansas beating Georgia in softball.
Your WrestleMania friends or whoever this is, whoever has found this is like, what?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Yeah, Arkansas just beat Georgia and Athens. So, we got one pick right. Congratulations to us. I hope we're more successful with Pick Swap Part 2.
I feel good about it. I will watch night one after it happens for like first time in a long time because Alabama's in the
you're making four. The right decision.
But yeah, I feel like I have to do it.
Yeah, because this is the first time in ever that Alabama's been in a final.
This
four.
Is the 40th WrestleMania. There's only been one of these.
That's right. Shout out to our friend Chris Stewart and Brian Passink and the rest of the gang. And we hope they have a good show. Thank you for joining us off topic. For my partner, Tom Canterbury, I'm Gray Robertson. Enjoy WrestleMania. Enjoy whatever else you're doing this week because there are plenty of options. And made the best picker win.
Yeah.
Probably. We'll probably Tom. Fly so high, I'm hypnotized. What's up is down, what's left is right.
Chasing stars and holding you. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.